Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Lord, hallelujah, worship His holy name. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ, and we just love to be with the body of Christ, to bring people in to know His glory, His love that never fails us. He will never leave you, as our motto is, God, the mighty Jehovah, God. We will not fear what man will do unto us, because if God is for us, who can be against us? God is on your side. Just think it. Think about it. God is on your side. He's on your team. He is the team leader. We are on God's team. How can we lose? Glory be to God. Well, this is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish saying, praise the Lord always. You know, we want to teach you the way of removing mountains. The way to remove a mountain is the way of praise. When trouble comes, when torment, anxiety, depression tries to come, just think about it. All you have to do is be thankful, praising the Lord, saying thank you all the time. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. As I always teach, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 21, 22 and on, the King Jehoshaphat, mighty Jehoshaphat, through God. God told him to send out your praisers before your army and watch, stand still, be strong, for the battle is mine, God says, and I will defeat the enemy. We defeat the enemy with praise. Praising the Lord as His army went out before as His praisers went out before the army, stating, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. The Lord gave me a song even to that. Can you hear the praisers of the army of Judah? Praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Let's praise Him today. As we just lift you up right now in prayer, everyone that is listening, in the now, in the future, whenever, God will never leave you. God's love never fails. God is perfect. Walk in Him. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is the door. He is the way. So let's turn today to John, St. John, chapter 10. I'll give you a minute. John chapter 10, and that's John chapter 10. I advise you to read the whole chapter. So as we are reading this morning in chapter 10 of St. John, I want you to start in verse 9. This is our precious Lord Jesus, the mighty Yeshua, talking. I am the door. He's explaining the parable to the people because they didn't understand what he was talking about before this. It says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Come in unto Jesus today. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. As Psalms 23 says, that the good shepherd, he is the good shepherd, and you have no want. He leads you beside the still waters, the green pastures. Come through the door, which is Jesus today, and take in all of the fullness of the Lord. The green pastures means lush living. In verse 10 of St. John 10:10, the thief comes not, but only to steal and to kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. In verse 12, listen. But he that it is the hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catch them and scatters the sheep. In other words, Jesus is the only way. In the last days, especially, the Lord warned us in Matthew 24, all through the Bible, actually, take heed, be aware of those that will say, the Lord's over here. The Lord's here. Listen to me. I am the way, some ministers will say. I will show you the way. We are led and directed by the great good shepherd, Jesus Christ. We are his children, yes, but also we are his servants. And we preach his word. He is the only way. There are hirelings out there that don't even care about the sheep. They will run in an instant when trouble comes. They will not watch over the flock. They don't care. Usually it's all about the money or this world system. But remember the Lord's words here in John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. In verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and have known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. In verse 18, read this whole chapter though. No man taketh it from me. his life, he's talking. But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Oh, and there was great division then among the Jews. They were even saying, what is this man? How can he lay down his life? He hath the devil. He is mad. Why hear ye him? In verse 20, others say, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? So I'm warning you through the power of the Holy Spirit today that you listen to the words of the Word of God, of Jesus, of our Father, from Genesis to Revelation, not the New Age, not the media, not the high-tech technology today. Don't go that way, not through that door of the world. But Jesus is the door. In verse 25 of chapter 10 of St. John, Jesus answered and said, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not. You believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. In verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I had a little lamb I raised with a bottle when I was a little girl, and I was probably about 4 or 5 years old when I got my nanny. I called her Nanny because she, and she knew me from a little girl, but she looked at me as her shepherd. She only listened to me. We had a farmhand, a hireling, should I say, and he would wake me up at 2, 3 in the morning because Nanny would be out in the field somewhere, lost. And so the farmhand would take me out in the field, and I would just yell, Nanny, and she'd go, meh, and she'd hear me. She followed my voice and came back to the barn. That's what Jesus is saying here, that we know the voice of the Good Shepherd, and he knows us, and we follow him. In verse 28 of chapter 10, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. No man can take you from the Lord. As verse 29 goes on, my Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Whoa, that's when the religious people, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Jews, everyone wanted to kill our Lord. But today, my Lord Jesus Christ, today, don't listen to this world system, standards, wars, rumors of war. You are a mighty child of the living God. Trust him today. Father, bless the people. Let them know that you are the Good Shepherd, O Jesus, that we follow after you, and that we have the way to God through Jesus Christ. Bless them. Protect them as you always do, as our shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until Monday, God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh.
worship his holy name.